Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
For a country and a people who are no strangers to hardship and suffering, this tragedy seems especially cruel and incomprehensible.
By the palace and by some other buildings, there are walls that have toppled over people and dead bodies.
The goal of the relief effort in the first 72 hours will be very focused on saving lives. That is the president's top priority.
Most of the population had figured out that staying outside was a good option. So through the streets, many people in many neighborhoods, they had their blankets and their little ones and their pillows.
Well, the images on television are gruesome. They're terrifying. Seems a hopeless situation for a country that was already short on hope. Poorest country in the Western world, Haiti, struck by an enormous earthquake. And in the words of that country's president, my country is destroyed. And it sure looks like it from the images we're seeing on television. The need is tremendous. We're going to be talking about the earthquake in Haiti with Pastor Matt Harrison for the last 15 minutes of Issues Etc. this Wednesday afternoon. I'm Todd Wilkin. Pastor Matt Harrison is Executive Director of LCMS World Relief and Human Care. Matt, welcome back.
Hi, Todd.
Well, the geologist will tell us that it was just the kind of blind movement of the plates of the earth, and these people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Does the Bible give us any way of explaining or putting into context events like this terrible earthquake in Haiti?
Well, I think generally, yes. We are all part of a sinful, fallen world, and death and the challenges of death are part of this sinful world. On the other hand, to try to come forward, there are certain activities which invite the Lord's punishment. That's certainly the case, and we can see when that happens, say when a person lives a flagrantly horrid life or does something evil and gets what he deserved, etc. We can say, well, yeah, so it happens there. The problem is we don't have any prophet like Jeremiah to tell us, despite Pat Robertson. We don't have anybody to tell us specifically the Lord's mind on any given event. I do know that all tragedies are the cross, and afflictions drive us to our knees and drive us to Christ. And that's what the Lord does in afflictions. And he's going to do it in this affliction too. And somehow that encompasses also his loving will, which might be hard to believe, but the Bible teaches that over and again.
Well, televangelist Pat Robertson did offer an explanation for what happened in Haiti. I'd like your response.
Something happened a long time ago in Haiti, and people may not want to talk about it. They were under the heel of the French, Napoleon III and whatever. And they got together and swore a pact to the devil. They said, we will serve you if you'll get us free from the French. Hmm. True story. And so the devil said, okay, it's a deal. And they kicked the French out. You know, the Haitians revolted and got themselves free. But ever since, they have been cursed by one thing after the other, desperately poor.
Matt, your response to that?
I don't know. There's really no need to respond to it. I think it's simplistic and ridiculous, frankly. The law condemns all. No one is righteous. No, not one. The Lord's wrath is shed upon unrighteousness in many and various ways all over the world. There's not a single person or culture on earth that somehow is less culpable than any other. And certainly voodoo might be, I'm sure he's thinking about voodoo as the pact with the devil, voodoo might be Hades issue, but look at the most blessed countries on the earth. They have no less sin, no less dark hearts, no less unbelief, etc. So I just think it's ridiculous.
How do we get our arms around this? I mean, you are already trying to coordinate efforts at least to help funnel resources to those who are in need in Haiti. But, I mean, even on the ground there, from the way it looks, we don't even know who's who and where anyone is. There's so many missing, so many being found dead. How do we begin to put our arms around the Haitian people at a time like this?
Well, the most difficult thing in the first stages of disaster is to, as we get ready to make the next steps, we aren't in a position to act. I cannot participate in the first 24 to 48 hour rescue of people in need from this distance. What we're doing is getting in touch with the family there, that is our Lutheran brothers and sisters. I just heard not a half hour ago that through LCMS World Mission, we were informed that president of our partner church, Marky Kessa, is in fact well and alive. We were we were concerned about his whereabouts, having not reported. This is normal for disaster. These reports come out, and the government goes to work. This is a very volatile situation. The UN force, which was already probably not sufficient for the task before it, for peacekeeping, etc., has now been diminished by this and greatly stressed by this event. The government, various governments, will bring in enormous amounts of aid, and as they should. And in the meantime, we retain contacts with our many partners around the United States and many Haitian contacts, and look for the needs of the immediate family, strengthening local Lutherans to reach out and love to each other and care for people in their community.
You said before that all human suffering needs to be comprehended, and especially for Christians, in the cross. What did you mean by that?
Well, it's very interesting. You know, Jesus, I just noticed this this past year, Lazarus is sick, and Mary and Martha, this is Holy Week, Jesus was down baptizing at the Jordan, just getting ready to make his trek up to die, and they sent word a couple of different times, and he didn't come. Why didn't he come? And then Lazarus died. And Jesus says to his disciples, Lazarus, it says, the text says in John, he spoke plainly, Lazarus is dead. And the next words are unbelievable. And I rejoice that I was not there for your sakes. You see, this death was somehow wrapped up in his plan. To say it was specifically because of Lazarus' action or something like that is not even part of the text, so that's ridiculous. Lazarus is a sinner and susceptible to sin and death and illness. He dies. And yet this death is wrapped up in the Lord's good and gracious will, which was only evident as he passed by and he raised the man so that they would begin to believe that there's such a thing as a resurrection after his own death. And that's the way it is in life. A lot of death, a lot of challenges, and yet we face the black hole of God's infinite, unknown will with a bright, gleaming little cross there in the distance which covers us, points our light to the future.
Finally then, how can we and our listeners help LCMS World Relief and Human Care in the beginning of relief efforts for those in Haiti?
LCMS.org, LCMS.org, right on the front page there's a giving link. We're working hard with the various entities of the LCMS, including LCMS World Mission, and to formulate an appropriate response. Our people have been in touch with everybody and their brother this day as information comes out, and we're ready tomorrow to move forward. This will mean a lot of different things and a long-term need along with immediate needs. So help us out there if you can. We'd appreciate it. Take up a donation at your church on Sunday morning and send it to us. It'll be deeply appreciated and well used.
Folks, go to our website right after the program. And we will provide a link for you, how you can earmark a gift for the relief efforts in Haiti, issuesetc.org. Pastor Matt Harrison is a regular guest. He's Executive Director of LCMS World Relief and Human Care. Matt, thank you very much for taking the time this afternoon to talk with us.
The Lord be with you.
And with you, brother. I like the way he talks about that story of Jesus and his good friend Lazarus. And I hadn't noticed that before. Jesus rejoices that he was not there for his disciples' sake. And he goes to wake him up. And no one believes that it could possibly be. He's been in the tomb for 4 days. And even though Martha believes with all her heart that he is, that a resurrection is coming, she knows that. Until he speaks to her and tells her where that resurrection is and how it's coming to Lazarus, she doesn't quite understand that final resurrection. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. How many people will be comforted in Haiti in hours like this with those words of Christ, having lost their loved ones, their children, their parents, their grandparents, their families, their friends, their neighbors, and yet Christ's words in the midst of unspeakable death, the scope of which none of us can ever imagine or want to imagine, Christ's words remain true. Because Christ has come through death for us and out on the other side alive, unscathed, having paid the price for all of our sins. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though he dies, yet he will live. And he who lives and believes in me will never die. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.